Traces of Philadelphia's Swedish heritage are easy to find. For example, take a close look at the city's flag, which, with its three vertical stripes of blue, gold, and blue, bears a strong resemblance to Sweden's national flag. In 1638, decades before William Penn and his fellow Quakers arrived in Pennsylvania, a small group of Swedish settlers founded the New Sweden Colony along the banks of the Delaware River. Today, Swedish and Swedish-American culture, heritage, and traditions are preserved and promoted by the American Swedish Historical Museum in South Philadelphia. And as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, the museum is honoring a well-known living Swedish-American artist with strong ties to Philadelphia.
In the U.S. today, there are estimated to be over 20 million people of Swedish ancestry. Among them is the Swedish-born sculptor Klaus Oldenburg, internationally renowned for his extremely large-scale public artworks depicting everyday objects. Oldenburg has been creating these larger-than-life representations for more than 30 years. His first such commission was Philadelphia's clothespin in 1976. 5 years later, he created the split button at the University of Pennsylvania. His most recent addition to the city's public artscape is the more than 50-foot-high sculpture in the shape of a paintbrush, standing at the Broad Street end of Lenfest Plaza outside the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts. Although his art consists mainly of representations of real objects, Klaus Oldenburg says there's more to his creations than mere slavish replication.
This is an object which does become transformed by its circumstances, by its materials, and by my imagination.
Throughout much of his career, Klaus Oldenburg's collaborator was his late wife, the Dutch-born sculptor and historian Coetje van Bruggen. The decision to commit exclusively to public art was one that Oldenburg and van Bruggen made together.
In other words, we would avoid galleries and we would just do work on commission for cities so that they could be shared with other people.
The American Swedish Historical Museum will present Klaus Oldenburg with its Outstanding Achievement Award at a ceremony later this week. He's being honored for his contributions to modern and contemporary art, and in particular for his large-scale civic sculptures.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.